The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So welcome. I thought tonight we might start with the four elements meditation. Is anyone familiar with that? It's one of my faves. It's a great way to connect with the body and also to create a sense of spaciousness. And because I'm going to be talking about the earth tonight, I thought that we could set the stage for that, so to speak, with this meditation. So if you're game, I'll just guide you through it. And if you're not game, you can just ignore my voice and do what you normally do. So as you might know, the body is the first foundation of mindfulness. So we can discover everything we need to know by paying attention to the body. So let's take a moment to arrive in the body, to arrive in our sitting posture. Letting the body settle, and if you're comfortable, letting the eyes closed or keeping them just gently open. Noticing the hardness of the floor beneath your feet, under your bottom, the support of the ground beneath you. Just letting the weight of the body soften and settle. Feeling the breath in the body, the breath coming in, and the breath leaving. Seeing if you can invite a sense of ease. Sitting and breathing. And now bringing to mind the earth element within the body. So this is the quality of solidity, of hardness, of heaviness. This is the quality that gives the body form. So noticing the physical presence and the weight of the body. Just settling into the weight of the body. This is the earth element in the body. And noticing all of your experiences of heaviness, of solidity, of hardness, pressure, just noticing wherever these might arise in the body, the earth element being known. Noticing perhaps the hardness of the teeth, the nails, a sense of the bones, noticing the pressure as the body sits on the floor, cushion, chair. These are the qualities of the earth inside the body. And noticing that the body is sitting on the earth. The earth surrounds and supports the body. Earth element inside the body and earth element outside the body. So taking a moment to rest back into this earth element. Earth touching earth. Now calling to mind the water element in the body. That which is liquid and flowing. Fluidity. Noticing perhaps the saliva in the mouth. Or mucus in the nose. Moisture on the skin. Perhaps a sense of sloshing of fluid in the stomach. Or pressure in the bladder. Or maybe even awareness of the blood moving through the body. Pulsing the wrists. So noticing any and all experiences of fluidity, of liquid, of flowing. The body is made up of so much water. So seeing if you can notice the water element in the body. Just your direct experience of it. Noticing perhaps also the water element around you. Perhaps some moisture in the air. Or perhaps you noticed rainwater on the petals of a flower or on the street or sidewalk when you came in. And all the water in the 10,000 lakes of Minnesota. We're surrounded by water. Water inside the body and water outside the body. This is the experience of the water element. And now moving your attention to the fire element in the body. The process of metabolism, of energy, the experience of temperature. Seeing if you can notice any areas of heat in the body, of warmth, and also areas of coolness. Perhaps feeling the warmth of the breath as it's breathed out. Or the movement of energy in the body, a muscle twitching, or just a sense of the energy. Or any other experience of the fire element, metabolism of energy, of heat or cool in the body. Not needing to get tight about it or worry about it. Just seeing if you can touch into any experience of fire in the body. And noticing now also the fire element outside the body. The warmth or the coolness of the air around you. Maybe just a sense of the energy in the room, these bodies sitting here. This is the fire element outside the body. Fire inside the body. Fire outside the body. And finally, bringing your attention to the air element within the body. These are the qualities of movement, vibration, space. Of the air moving into the lungs. And flowing rhythmically out. Perhaps even the subtle sense of sound entering the ear canal. Or the cavity of the mouth, the space in the mouth. Just noticing if you can experience any qualities of the air element in the body. and aware that the air that you're breathing in and the air that you're breathing out is the same air that the other bodies in this room are breathing in and breathing out, and perhaps any other creatures that are in this room that we can't see, and all of the creatures outside this building. Creatures that are breathing the air. These creatures that are experiencing movement and vibration. This is the air element inside the body and outside the body. And now if you choose letting go of the experience of any particular element in this moment, but just noticing whatever is predominant moment to moment, and if you choose to, and you can do it without getting too tight or too cerebral, you could see if you could just note if it's air or fire, water, earth. Just notice the interplay of these elements, all of them active in the body, all of them shared with the outside of the body. So let's spend a few moments just sitting and breathing and noticing these bodies made of earth, water, of air, of fire. And if you get lost or confused or bored, just noting that. And you can either resume with the exploration of the elements or just come back to a sense of the body sitting and the body breathing. And now expanding your awareness to include a sense of all of the bodies sitting in this room. All of the bodies made up of the same elements, none of which we own. All of these bodies supported by the elements outside and supported by one another. A sense of this interconnectedness, this breathing web of life of which we're all a part. For a while we'll be in this form and then we'll return to the earth. So perhaps breathing in with a sense of gratitude that we don't have to do this by ourselves, and breathing out. Earth touching earth. And when you hear the sound of the bell, if your eyes have been closed, you can gently open them or raise your gaze.